My name's Dr. Joe Latimer. I'm a director of microbe consulting and a professional microbiologist.
Really good to talk to you, Joe. And I know we're in the peak of a festival season at the moment, and you are here to tell us about research lifting the lid on the dirty truth when it comes to hygiene and hand washing amongst festival goers. So, dare I ask, what have you found out?
Well, hold on to your hats. So the background to this is that household cleaning brand Method got in touch with me because they were developing a new anti-bac hand wash. So we were kind of talking about when hand washes would be useful, and the subject of festivals came up. And of course, it's perhaps not the cleanest of environments, and perhaps not where we would normally be so careful about washing hands. So we asked lots of people about their habits, and yeah, we found some interesting things. So about a quarter of the people said that they wash their hands probably only once at a multi-day festival, and a small proportion of people not at all, which is maybe a little bit concerning.
I mean, why? I mean, do you think that these people are people that maybe when they're at home in everyday lives, they're really good at hand washing and hygiene is important, but they go to a festival, they'll be like, you know what? I'm at a festival. I'm here to enjoy myself. You can't see the bacteria, so it's all right. Just don't worry about it. Is that kind of it?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's exactly what it is. It's kind of festival fog, or feeling that they can just be a little bit feral for a few days, perhaps. But yeah, I mean, the thing is that you go to a festival and you're spreading the joy, spreading the love, spreading the music, but perhaps think about what else you don't want to be spreading around as well.
So what are the main sort of hot spots? I mean, where are we finding sort of the germs, the bacteria? What are the sort of hot spots that we need to look out for at festivals?
Yeah, that's a really good point. So in general, sharing bacteria with people is actually quite healthy, but we just have to think about where the unhealthy bacteria might be. And probably it's not going to be a massive surprise to any festival goers to learn that it's going to be those portaloos. So they're going to be the hot spots. They're going to be the breeding grounds for the bacteria that perhaps don't like to keep you so healthy.
First thing that came to my mind when I thought about festivals, the portaloos. I mean, so many people going in and out of there. It's quite hard to keep on top of cleaning them. So, by the end of a festival, they're going to be pretty disgusting, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think festival organizers try their hardest to keep them in a state that's not too horrific. But just it's inevitable that there's going to be some bacteria there that aren't particularly lovely. So what I recommend is that after you've been to the toilet, so often there's sinks in the same kind of area as the toilet, kind of water sources, just take along a bottle of anti-bac hand wash. Just wash your hands properly after you've been to the toilet.
That sounds so simple, doesn't it? Just say in that short sentence, that's what you need to do. But yeah, it's just kind of getting that message across. And you mentioned that, some bacteria is good and it's good for building up your immune system and things like that in some cases, but there is that nasty bacteria out there. So if we're picking that up, how can that affect us? I mean, how does that affect festival goers? How makes them ill, presumably, in some cases?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So most bacteria are perfectly good or actually very healthy for us. But the problem is we can't tell when we've picked up some less pleasant ones because they're tiny. We can't see them, right? So the best thing to do is to, as I said, to wash your hands. But the research that Method has done has found that actually a surprising number of people come away from a festival feeling ill. And not due to the 3 days of partying necessarily, but things like upset stomachs and kind of coughs and sneezes. And it's these kinds of things that can be caused by the less pleasant microbes that you see around the festival.
Yeah, and it's interesting looking at the list here. We mentioned toilets, that's the big one, but sharing water bottles, applying makeup or festival glitter, condiment bottles, wristbands, under the nails, other people's soil as well. I mean, there's all sorts of sources of that bacteria that's out there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's bacteria everywhere, and we certainly shouldn't be too paranoid about it. So that's why you have to think about targeting. So think about where bacteria might want to grow. So anywhere that's warm and damp, if you have food lying around, and think about how they can get into you. So your face, is a major one. So anytime you're going to touch food, anytime you're going to touch your face, just make sure you wash your hands. Yeah. And then if you can target it like that, then you can forget about it for the rest of the time and just have fun.
Absolutely. And I think we got reminded how to wash hands during the pandemic. You know, was it sing happy birthday in your head or something?
Well, what better place to sing happy birthday than at a music festival?
Yeah, especially if it's your actual birthday as well. I mean, that would be pretty
absolutely.
Yeah, so I know that you know all about bacteria. You've been sort of working in this line for many years, appearing on various documentaries. And you're the resident microbiologist at a number of festivals. So what's a resident microbiologist? I have to ask.
Yeah, I have been. So I've been lucky enough to do really fun microbiology outreach events at Glastonbury, Bestival, Latitude, Blue Dot, lots of different festivals. And they're really good because that's a really good opportunity to talk to people about bacteria, you know, the good ones, the bad ones, the ugly ones, and to, you know, to kind of spread the word about this targeted hygiene.
Absolutely. And I know that you and your team were the first people in the world to sequence DNA at a music festival. Can you tell me a bit about that? What is that? What's
that? Yeah, that was really cool. So we went to, this is when we were at Latitude. We had the really fun idea that because now you can sequence DNA relatively easily, we wondered whether we could do it in the field. And then we wondered whether we could do it in a particular field. I wonder whether we could do it at a music festival. So we spent the weekend swabbing people and collecting all their bacteria in a nice bacterial soup. And then we extracted all the DNA from those bacteria and figured out what was, which species were there. And then at the end of the festival, we did a big stage show all about the bacteria and revealed some of the results. And there was a huge variety of bacteria on the festival goers, let's put it that way.
What was your reaction then to the festival goers, you know, knowing that this has come from potentially their bodies, that, you know, swabs provided from them, and suddenly it's like, oh, this is what's out there.
I mean, yeah, it's really interesting. I think people are shocked. You know, people are shocked to see the diversity of bacterial life on their bodies. But I think one really important thing to realize is that, you know, we think of ourselves as an organism, right? One thing, but we're not at all. We're just a bunch of ecosystems, trillions of microbes. And that's very, very good for us because a lot of the time they keep us healthy. Mm. But we just have to be really careful about the ones that don't. And that's when we have to really think about targeting and hand washing and being careful in certain situations.
And I love the work that you're doing, you know, bringing sort of science to something like a music festival. It's just making it more accessible. You know, it's not so much about, you know, people in a laboratory or a white coat. It's coming out and, you know, spreading the word and making it accessible. That's so important.
Yeah, it is. And it's fun, right?
Absolutely.
Science should be relatable. It should be fun. You know, and that's why I like talking to people like you. And I like talking to your listeners, and I like working with brands like Method to actually get that message out.
Well, we've really enjoyed talking to you. It's been really interesting, and hopefully, you know, if we're off to a festival, we can think about maybe a bit of hygiene, perhaps to keep those bad bacteria at bay. What are your experiences of festivals then, as you know, a festival goer? What do you like about festivals?
Everything. I love festivals. I took my kids to their first festival last weekend. That was an interesting experience. Certainly different from not having them. Certainly keeping them all clean as well.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, with a dad in that sort of line of work, you know, hygiene is going to be very much at the forefront. Brilliant. So how do we find out more about the research and about you and the work that you're doing?
So if you want to find out more about Method's anti-bac hand wash, you can just Google Method anti-bac hand wash. And if you want to find out more about me and what I do, you can go to microbe.live.
Brilliant. Really good to talk to you. We'll look out for you on the main stage at a festival near you.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks.